Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the club's huge news. Manchester City have successfully overturned their two-year ban from European club competitions. The Court of Arbitration for Sport announced the club were cleared of disguising equity funds on Monday. UEFA's club financial control body issued the ban in February after ruling City had committed serious breaches of financial fair play between 2012 and 2016. City's original fine of €30 million, which is €26.9 million, has been reduced to €10 million. So it's a huge boost for the club, of course, who can now confirm their place in the Champions League for next season. It is a big relief for the likes of Pep Guardiola going forward. There's been yet any quotes from Pep Guardiola since the announcement, but he had spoken beforehand about how confident he was that they would avoid the ban. He said, "It was an issue from a long time ago. Maybe 90% of the people who are on the pitch or the backroom staff were not there, but we are going to see and respect the decisions. I try not to be involved in knowing exactly what happened, and I'm fully confident about what the club has done, and it will allow us to play in the Champions League next season because we won it on the pitch during the season." Moving on then into other news of transfer speculation. And Pep Guardiola is still undecided whether John Stones has a future at the club. But according to reports, it's Arsenal and Mikel Arteta that's desperate to get him under control. The out-of-favour England defender is his fifth-choice centre-back now. But Pep Guardiola could well do a deal with his former assistant manager to allow him to join Arsenal to try and boost their defensive woes. That's all then for the Manchester City headlines. As always, we will have more news later.